Welcome to the fucking Bearded Idiots Podcast.
Do it harder.
Talking about sucking dick and licking booty holes. What you got for us, Kelly?
Get your hands off my dildo.
Shitty the cocktail.
She said, I want you to come all over my face and down my throat and let me swallow every drop. I was like, God damn it.
God dang, girl.
I'm not ball deep into this, but I'm mid-shaft.
Love that big dick.
All great ideas come from drinking a whole bottle of whiskey between three dudes in less than an hour.
I'd be swiping left and jacking off the queer.
Get your big wheels. We're going to the motherfucking strip club.
Shit. What do you expect out of us?
Right.
We're just normal dudes that have weird shit happen.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Bearded Idiots Podcast. My name is Curtis Harmon. Having me tonight, as always, my two girls. We've got Aaron B's Bailey.
Hi.
And Kelly Radbeer Sparks.
I am here. Yet again.
And Drunk Jenny's here again.
Still.
A whole last week later.
For fucking a week. You don't know how to go home.
This bitch needs to leave my house. She's so annoying.
I've always said you overstay your welcomes.
Did y'all keep inviting me?
Like, we forget. We have such horrible short-term memory.
I don't remember what I had for lunch today.
Chips.
I think you said that last week.
I did.
Taco-flavored chips.
Strangely, it was the same thing.
Weird.
Taco-flavored chips.
It's really weird how that works.
So fascinating.
So I bought a bong of whiskey for us to review.
Fun fact, that's a still.
Yeah. Yes. But it's funner to say it's a bong.
I know. It looks like a bong. It could be a bong.
We could melt a hole in that.
I bet you there's a female that's fucked this before. Well, not this particular bottle, but this bottle shape.
I don't know, man. They create a suction when you don't have a lid on them.
Yeah.
Suck your insides out. When you get,
That's how you get a prolapsed butthole. Pull your vagina out.
One man, one bottle?
Oof. Oof. Too hard, Terry. Too hard.
I wonder if you could get a good enough suction to pull the cork out. Without a knob on there. I mean, if it was just a cork like a wine bottle.
I mean, I have had a condom pulled off myself.
Yeah. I was going to say, yeah. Hoovered.
Hoovered.
Anyways, this is the Willett Pot Still Reserve Bourbon Whiskey from Kentucky, and it's straight, not gay. 47% volume.
All straight.
94 proof. This is handmade by master craftsmen using time-honored methods in the... I got to turn the whole last bottle around. Time-honored methods in the art of distilling. Handed down from one generation to the next. Let's roll the bottle all the way back over here and start over. Made from pure limestone spring water, carefully selected grains, and proprietary strains of yeast. Aged in new white oak cask until fully matured. Yeast?
Fucking I hate that word.
It's like moist.
Isn't just, moist your other word?
No, I don't care about moist. Yeast is just nasty.
Who's moist?
There is somebody in our group that don't like the word moist. But bottled by hand at the peak of perfection in taste, quality, and aromatics.
You would never have bread if you didn't have yeast.
That's true.
Or beer.
Yes. True.
Or tortillas.
Or whiskey.
Or yeast infections.
That's
where I'm
going. You're going the opposite direction there, Kelly Sparks.
Or pizza.
It says right here on the bottle, please.
I ate a yeast infection one time. I got strep throat.
I did too.
That's how that works.
That's fucking disgusting.
Please enjoy in moderation.
You're not supposed to swallow.
In the same way it was made.
Man, there was a lot of juice.
Slow and unhurried.
Nah, I like licking pussy. Okay,
chunks off of this.
I thought it smelled funky, but
I don't think it's supposed to have a smell, right? Like it's not supposed to have an odor, like at all.
Pussies have a odor.
So why does it smell like clam juice?
I've never had a clam juice one.
It should not be smelling like clam juice.
I would hope not.
Wow, that was cool.
It does sound pretty cool.
It's Das Boot.
y'all going to leave that one here for me to review?
Can.
I'd appreciate it. And the other one, too. That we did last week.
Listen.
It is Das Boot.
Sounds like a water bong.
Wow. Yep, that's why I said I bought a bong of whiskey.
Wow.
That has...
Where's the butt plug?
That right here.
That's almost like a wild turkey cap.
Almost.
Is that a fake cork, too?
Nope.
That's a real ass cork.
That's a real ass cork.
A tree sacrificed its skin for that.
That's a real ass cork.
This one smells better.
It smells way better.
Mm-hmm.
This one smells like fucking bourbon.
That's still got that.
Hey, how much was that bottle last week that we had? I don't think we discussed that last week, did we?
$50.
Jesus.
He said. Christ on a cracker.
Yeah, right.
I just thought that
Christ is a cracker in the Catholic Church.
You did good, Terry.
There's a lot of seasoning.
It was a good effort. You know how many times I bought a bottle and it's just been shit?
Jesus was an Arab.
Half.
Just so we're clear on that.
All right, well.
Half what?
Half of your bottles.
Have been shit?
At least.
Yeah, at least.
Yeah.
All of my bottles.
No. I'm saying half of the bottles I've bought ever have been shit. Oh. I don't think I've brought a bottle here where we've been like, man, fuck, that's good. Maybe. I'd have to listen to 121 episodes. I'm doing it.
Or you could just refer to the whole ass list.
Our ratings, yeah. That's why we keep track of that shit. Huh?
Yeah, exactly.
For patrons.
Yeah, and me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a patron. No, it's not good.
This one.
Speaking of patrons. We got a few.
Go ahead.
I'm just kidding.
Get it done.
I just wanted to awkwardly be way late on her segue.
Get it done.
We got Jigs from Jigs Views and Reviews, you limey fuck.
Mm-hmm. And me.
Oh, yeah, her.
We usually do the lower ones first.
Oh, that's not
Jigs me. Isn't made of limes.
We have Josh. Ooh, he said lower. Like, these people are lowly.
Well, they're not
you
the
You fucking lowly
patron.
Fuck Josh Dunaway, a.k.a. Burt Dodge.
He's a top patron.
And Brian Stone.
All these lowly top patrons. Motherfucker said lowly.
Ooh. Y'all are just wanting people just
I'm glad that you give me and Kelly money. Curtis might not give a fuck about y'all, but I love y'all.
Hey, if you want to just leave these other two guys behind, you can go over to Kelly Redbeard Sparks at Patreon.com.
Why are you throwing me under the bus? I didn't say it.
You need to start your own Patreon.
Nah, I don't give any good content. Nobody cares about a fat man drinking beer and playing Call of Duty.
They might.
I could be a fat drunk
you need
streamer.
To be a Twitch yeah. streamer.
Yeah, you could.
You that can have so much. You can like have your face and body and silhouette at the in the bottom corner of yeah. the fucking video while you're playing. Like,
yeah.
Fuck you, motherfucker.
How many times would I die while I'm taking a drink of my beer?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Mm. Yeah, to get you one of them. You got to get you one of them hats really with the straws. Is.
Oh. Matter of fact, you talked about one on the game the other day. She was like, I need one of those hats. Like, that is a serious problem. You can't find time to take a sip of your beer right. while we're playing. Like, you die, you can do it while you're dead.
Well, that's what I normally do, but I try not to die.
Okay.
Your call sign could be Fat Twitch Streamer.
Original.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very clever.
I bet you had to put a string of numbers behind that one.
What the fuck were
and
we?
Brian Stessel.
Oh, Brian Stessel from the Herf cast. And then,
podcast.
And then Drunk Jenny. We already said her name, but we did that already.
Fucking Brian Stessel.
He always talks shit to me.
She's a whore.
Wow.
Here we
wow.
go.
Okay, so just so we're one of
He said, why are you fucking Brian Stessel?
Just so we can be super clear here hard. For a second. That was Aaron Bailey. And also, I just said they were lower patrons. You turned it into lowly, and then you called our tippity top patron to her face a yeah, whore.
But he just it matches was, energy.
So. It was a joke,
he
Jenny.
He just matches energy.
No. Did you really think that? Did you feel that was hateful?
I think you are hateful, yes.
Maybe that's why we fight so much.
Maybe.
Because it was a joke. I wasn't being serious at all.
You don't know how to take jokes, and that's your fault.
Exactly. God damn it.
I just called you a whore.
Wrong friends. Yeah. Wrong friends.
I hate it here.
You need to find more pussy friends.
Is this shit weeded?
I don't know.
They forgot they were tasting anything.
For the record, Jenny's not a whore. Disclaimer.
Anymore.
She said there's a caveat, motherfucker.
I mean, she wasn't.
That was also a joke.
You weren't all the way wrong.
Well, you know the difference between a whore and a slut is
one gets paid.
No, whores fuck everybody. Sluts fuck everybody but you.
Oh. Yeah, you've never called. Yeah.
Wise words.
The only person you ever called a slut is one that hadn't fucked you, but fuck everybody else. No, I call them whores too.
Yeah.
So here's a fun fact. If, okay, like you're talking about whores and sluts, right? If Jenny or Terry or any other female was to go out and fuck like 10 dudes in one night,
mm-hmm.
would you consider them a whore or a slut?
Yes.
Loose, for sure.
In okay. one night? Sure.
Yeah, but what if you did the same thing?
Gay.
Yep. Damn, he saw it coming.
I'm smart.
I should have asked Kelly because he doesn't watch the same content that we watch.
No, but, I've heard that one before. But I also heard the one where a woman was in an interview with a man. And she's like, well, if I do this, why do people call me a whore? Well, if a man does it, what do they call him? And he goes, a whore maker.
What?
That was by Mr. Jesse Lee Peterson. He is hilarious.
Seemingly. We just laughed at his jokes secondhand. Yep. Probably no, not delivered as well. No.
That is all truth.
This tastes like apricots.
Pretty much delivered the same.
Tastes like cocks.
Apricots.
Do y'all like your whiskey? Is it delicious?
I'm not overly impressed with the nose. It smells like bourbon on the nose. I was kind of hoping for something a little more.
Yeah, but that's him. That's amazing.
It tastes pretty fucking good.
Fuck off. He's black. That is not a black name.
He's got the whitest black face ever.
He's got the whitest name ever.
Who's that actor? Wesley Snipes?
No.
That's fucking Eddie Murphy.
Eddie Murphy. That's who I'm thinking of. That's who he looks like right there.
But he's got the whitest black face ever. Look at him.
There's like 15 different black people in this picture.
They're all the same guy.
No. That is not the same guy.
No, that's not.
That looks like Eddie Murphy.
All black people look the same.
Hold.
She says hold.
Hold one. Hold. I'm talking about the...
What are you talking about?
You can actually pull up the fucking skit where he was telling me this.
Not even a little bit.
A little bit. Look at this picture right here.
Because they're both black. That's it.
She's talking about
that version of Eddie Murphy right there where he's standing with Brooke Shields or whatever the fuck her name is. That one. Eddie Murphy and pregnant somebody.
Go down.
Down one.
Yeah.
That one. Where Eddie Murphy looks black.
That's not Eddie Murphy.
That's fucking Eddie Murphy in that picture right there.
That's not Eddie Murphy. There's a tattoo on his face.
It says right there, Eddie Murphy and pregnant girlfriend.
Yeah, but that's not
Eddie Murphy.
Internet.
That's fucking Eddie Murphy all day, every day.
Why is there a tattoo on his face?
Eddie Murphy just to the left.
That's Charlie Murphy.
Shit.
Charlie Murphy's dead.
I'm telling you. That's an old picture. Looks similar to that man.
Oh my God, are you kidding?
No, not even close.
Like it's a joke.
Not even close.
Jenny, I want you to... I'm not your most racist friend anymore, okay? I'm just wanting to let you know.
Nope.
Terry got me.
Jenny's like, that's one in a row for Terry. That's 736,000 in a row for you, Aaron Bailey.
I'm not racist.
She's got some catching up to do.
I'm posting it to the Instagram. Please, whatever.
Let me know.
Do a side-by-side.
No, we got to get like a whole-ass lineup. Let's get four completely different black dudes. That guy, Eddie Murphy.
Put Delvin in there.
Yep, put Delvin in there and be like, hey, are these all the same person or no?
Delvin, I don't know why you even listen to this.
I doubt he does.
Quit.
He said he does.
He said he did.
Yeah, he said he had to do some catching up. I guess it's been super busy down there with all the storms.
There we go.
That's close.
It's close-ish.
This whiskey is weak on the mouth.
It tastes like apricots.
It smells way better than the other one.
Yeah, we agreed. Said that.
Now taste you're ragging on my alcohol, too?
Taste it.
I didn't taste it.
She said one of your alcohols was better than the other alcohols.
Just take a tiny sip. It's really not bad. It's very weak.
Yeah, it's pretty weak.
That's why you don't smell it first.
Could she have poured that slower? I don't think so. She's so scared to get any in her mouth.
It all tastes the same when you put it in cocoa.
Not the way of the whore at all.
Not the way of the whore.
That goes against whore code.
What do you say it's not bad?
In China, they would call that the Tao of whore. The Tao.
Tao?
Like what they use on their body?
No, yeah, the Tao. Tao of jujitsu. The Tao of the whore.
Tao.
The way of the whore.
Tao. There's a Tao Bitcoin ATM not far from here, apparently.
Tao means
Taoism.
The way, the path, the route, the road.
Tao. Well, why did the symbol not look like a road, like a house?
It's the way.
A giant L.
Because not all ways have roads.
Ah, that's true.
Sometimes you make your own way.
Mm. That's deep.
Deep. Mm-hmm. Like your butthole.
I mean...
It goes all the way to his mouth.
Yes.
There is a tube that goes all the way there.
It ends there and starts there.
That was one of the most disturbing things ever. It's like when two people are kissing, they're making one long tube from asshole to asshole.
That's going to be hard not to think about next time.
Exactly. That's why I said it's one of the most disturbing things I've ever heard in my life.
Speaking of assholes.
Oh, yeah, I guess got a couple of questions.
What? Oh.
Hard stop.
Who died?
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah, I heard you.
Speaking of assholes, guess who died?
Who?
Root H.
Darth
Batter.
Bader.
Darth Guys Bader.
Ginsburg.
Ginsburg. Ginsburg.
She looks like a...
Ginsburg.
Ginsburg.
She looks like a tiny Jewish little troll.
It's Root.
Ruth.
Batter.
Ruth is Jewish.
Gins.
Bader has to be Jewish.
Burr.
Ginsburg. That's all Jewish.
Look at those gnarly ass plugs she's got in her ears.
Yeah. Look at that giant hook nose.
Something that looks like she's got some badass plugs in there.
Her nose is a uncircumcised penis.
Oh!
They her jacket looks like my grandma's couch.
She probably died 8.5 years ago.
Her and Jenny got the same exact hairstyle.
Weekend at Ruth's.
Keith's not wrong.
That is a straight up fact right now. Put some glasses on.
I've never even heard that. I've never even heard her talk.
Hey, do you want to finish this fucking whiskey review before we do anything?
I was going to say, I thought you normally like rate it.
I'm not a fan of the nose. The nose is weak as fuck. The palate's weak as shit, although it's got a little bit of sweet.
It's not bad. The flavor's not bad. It's just not a lot. I'm going to go 5.
I was saying 5.5.
I'll do 5.5.
Done. That's our opinion of the Willett pot still. I was expecting a lot more out of that.
The door has opened. I literally looked up there looking for a human head.
Door.
Bonnie opened the door. She's like, let me in, motherfucker. This is my place.
She's like, I live here, like, full time.
So.
Never leave.
What are the massive implications with old Ruth Bader dying?
There's a possibility that we're going to see a shit show with the Democrats stalling the appointment of whoever the fuck Trump decides to nominate.
Try to, like, make him or her into a sexual predator like they did the last one.
Don't know. I mean, she's dead, so.
No, I'm talking about the appointee.
Oh, probably.
Because that's what they did to, Kavanaugh?
Whoever he fucking appoints, the Democrats are going to demonize him to the point to where he or she is the world's largest piece of shit.
Yeah. Only second to Hitler.
But they do that with it their own, right? Like, fucking all these politicians hated Joe Biden, called him a fucking dummy and too old and all this kind of shit. And now that he got the fucking nomination, he's the greatest guy that ever walked earth.
That's what old Kamala Harris.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My favorite argument that they're throwing up against fucking Biden right now is facts like, do you really think he's been in fucking Congress for 40 fucking years?
God.
Do you think you're going to get something new all of a sudden because now he's out of the vice presidency and in the presidency? No, he's going to be the same fucking dude he's been for the last 40 years.
He had 8 years.
He says he has a plan or a cure for the coronavirus.
He said he's going to cure cancer.
That he will release if he's elected president. And they're like, well, why don't you just release it now and get this shit over?
Because that's kind of like the Obamacare thing. Well, you got to fucking pass it before you can figure out what it is.
Do you want to hear the newest shit that came out today?
Yep.
He says that we were having more floods, more wildfires, more hurricanes because of Trump. And that if he is elected, he will reduce all of those.
That's because they have a machine that controls all that.
Okay.
They can push buttons, be like, stop wildfire.
I mean, cloud seeding is real. That's not even debatable.
I agree.
So.
But I don't think it's, what do you think it is?
No, but like we've talked before, we have no idea the fucking technology the government has. That's true.
I believe that 100%.
And they've been cloud seeding since the early 1900s.
Here's a fucking question.
No, since the early 1900s. Since they could get into the fucking air.
Speaking about shit that we don't understand the technology and how it's fucking happening, what happened to crop circles? That was like a really big thing a decade ago.
What happened to fucking terrorism?
Aliens decided when they flew by Earth they needed to lock their doors.
Coronavirus.
They didn't stop here anymore.
Well, I had a theory of
coronavirus hit and there's no terrorism.
Right. I had a thought about the crop circles. I was like, it's one of two things.
Or the
either,
flu.
For terrorism.
There's no flu anymore either.
Yeah.
The invention of like cell phones and security cameras being all over the place, right? You just can't fuck off anymore, right? You can't just like make shit up. Go out in somebody's field with a fucking piece of plywood and make a crop circle in the middle of the night because you're going to get
security cameras on a barn.
Right.
Yeah.
Or there were actually fucking things and that little asshole group of teenage fucking aliens are like, I'm just fucking over that. We'll move on to another planet somewhere.
I'm tired of fucking with them. I'm tired of trolling them.
Right, exactly. Because that would be some asshole shit I would do if I had a spaceship. I'd just go to some random ass planet and just draw big circles on their fucking ground or weird shapes and then just fucking leave.
Yeah.
And watch them be like, ha, got them again.
Giant dicks.
Nailed it.
That's what it was. It was a fucking whole ass squad of either teenagers or drunk 40-year-olds like us that had the spaceships.
Drunk teenagers.
All right, I got questions.
All right.
I need serious answers.
You got Q's, we got A's. Let's go.
Did you think about
these? He's got an A that'll open up wide for you.
Ooh. I need you all to think about these answers before you answer them, because, I mean, obviously, but...
I don't do that.
I refuse. I'm shooting from the hip.
If your mom and your girlfriend...
Fuck those bitches.
...switched bodies, but they look the same. So, like, your girlfriend takes on your mom's body...
And looks just like my mom.
Yes. And your mom takes on your girlfriend's body and looks just like your girlfriend.
Yeah.
Which one you fucking to reverse it?
I'm not fucking either one of them.
Oh. You got to do away with a mom and a girlfriend?
I'm not going to do away with anybody until I figure out how to reverse the shit.
You got to fuck them.
No, one I'm not going to fuck either one of them. Mm. It's fucking part of the deal?
You have to fuck one of them to reverse it, yes.
Then I'm just going to...
Probably fucking my girlfriend that looks like my mom. I can close my eyes. But I can't get past the mental thing of, like, I'm actually physically pleasuring my mother. Can't do that. I can get past... I can close my eyes and get through the whole process of fucking the person that the pleasure's going towards is the personality of my girlfriend slash wife. I can mentally get past that. Can't get past the mental aspect of I'm pleasuring my mother. Nah, can't do it.
I'm going to do what they did back in the 1800s in Port Royal, South Carolina.
Oh, fuck, this is specific.
Take the women and put them on one island until everything was straight. And then they can come back.
What the fuck?
It's called Ladies Island. Ladies Island, South Carolina. Like, that was now, that was a urban legend. I don't know if that's true. Urban legend. It was said that they took all the women while they were all in their fucking time of the month. Everybody was in their cycle. They would put them all on the island and said, whenever you get finished, well...
Well, that's a bad plan, because when you isolate females, they get on the same cycle. Like Terry and Jenny,
that's a great plan. For a while. They're on the same cycle, so they're only there temporarily. If they didn't get on the same cycle, then bitches would be there still.
Well, what's this island like in the night?
I get it. It's real pretty.
It doesn't matter. It's
very bitchy.
Do they have liquor?
No, yes. Probably.
It doesn't matter.
It's just a bunch of women pissed off about everything and nagging everybody.
Fucking 10 days of 2,000 women on an island. It doesn't matter how awesome the island is. Somebody's going to be pissed off about something, and then everybody's going to start murdering each other.
Yeah.
If I'm on the island with any more than one,
I'm pretty sure you said something about like decrease in population a little while ago, so that'll help.
That was last week, right?
Yeah. Last week?
Yeah, all the way last week. Good ass memory on you, Kelly.
Mm-hmm. Question number two.
Number two.
So my answer to question number one is no, I would not fuck either one of them.
But that's not an option.
So you lose your mom and your girlfriend.
Why you gotta lose them?
I'm just gonna be celibate. That's option three.
There's other women.
You're not playing by the rules. The rules are you got option A and you got option B. You got
I will not suck that dick.
Okay.
Will not.
So now your mom, somebody that looks like your mom is living with you as your girlfriend.
What is all this mom fetish you got going on?
It's not. I didn't make these questions up.
But why can't she just move out and he get a new girlfriend?
So anyway, go ahead. Go ahead.
Because that's not the game. The game is to pin you in a situation that seems impossible and you have to figure out a way logically out of it.
Yeah,
I did
like,
that.
It's like your dad's fucking you in your ass and you're fucking your mom in the ass.
You logically fucked your mom's body.
Which one are you
going
to pull away from or push into to get away? My dad's in my ass and I'm in my mom. Am I going to push in to my mom to get away from my dad, or am I going to push in to my or back up to my dad to get out of my mom?
Yeah.
Well, you're that's obviously just... going to push forward because it fucking hurts.
First off.
Maybe.
So
you're making a heavy assumption there, Jenny.
Who are the
We're talking
people,
about Aaron Bailey over here.
Who are the people you're following that are giving you these questions?
Dude, that's that exact question right there is my go-to fucking question.
We've talked about this on the podcast. Yes. We asked...
I drink.
The small town mentality.
Small town
guys.
Mentality. That was the question we asked them. They answered it on their podcast.
Yep, and I think all of them chose to push further in.
Obviously.
Yeah.
I mean, who wants a dick in their ass?
No,
zero people.
Nobody.
But girls are supposed to want y'all's dick in their ass.
I never pressure my wife into taking it in the ass.
That's incorrect. Every penis I've ever put in a female's ass has always been asked, to put it there.
It's never forced.
No,
it's not an expectation.
I'm not rapists.
I'm not a fan of the butthole.
Can you give them the applause?
I prefer the vagina. The butthole is a cavity.
I'll get it right in a minute.
Whereas the vagina is like a nice little tight sleeve.
And it feels good.
Yes.
Yeah. He's been fucking the wrong people in the ass.
Anywho.
Okay.
The other question is,
how many people do you know?
I know.
If you woke up every single day and had to watch your mom and dad have sex,
That's a statement.
That's if.
The only way to get it to stop is to fuck one of them. Which one you fucking?
What wow. The fuck are these?
I'm just going to just wake up and be like, ha!
Yep. Fuck. I'm just going to take the punishment every day, I think.
You got to sit there and watch the whole thing.
The whole thing?
The,
punishment.
Yeah. The whole thing.
You got to watch the whole 5 minutes?
You
got to
sit there and watch.
Every day.
The whole thing.
Every day of your life until you die.
It's a whole two
But if you fuck
minutes.
One of them,
every day
it all
until
stops.
You die.
Every day until you
Here's
die.
Here's the thing. I bet you I could get
you
that
You fuck
down.
One of them and it stops.
I bet you over the course of time, I could get that shit down to a 30-second session because I'm going to break my dad's balls. Really going to do it that way, huh? You don't get there faster if you do something different, you fucking lame-ass cocksucker. Do something different this time. And then eventually he would just fake a nut so that I'd go away.
It's like a it's like an old phrase that I just heard again, and it's been a long time. So You can't unsuck a dick, so I'm not either going to fuck my mom or my dad, and I will berate them while, like, what the fuck are you doing?
Right.
Is that how you do that?
Until Gosh. They proactively choose for me to not be
Y'all
anywhere.
Are disgusting. So, no, I will not penetrate anyone.
What are your answers to the three questions?
Answers. You don't have answers?
But you have to answer the question.
No, I don't.
There you go.
Those are my questions.
Oh, okay.
Probably the same answers as them. I don't. I'm not.
We got a beer to review.
There we go.
Random.
I'm done with that conversation.
I mean, is there any good way to get out of the question of which mom do you and dad do you want to fuck?
Nope.
Other than let's drink more alcohol. What you got there?
That's the one.
More cowbell.
More cowbell.
Who said that?
Christopher Walken.
Walken.
As
Will
who?
Ferrell.
As who?
Oh, I don't know the character.
I think he was Bruce Dickinson.
Is that really the name?
Yeah, he was. When Bruce Dickinson says, give me more cowbell, you give him more cowbell.
That's a pretty fucking good Christopher Walken.
Pretty fucking
Walken.
Good, huh?
Yeah, I'm impressed by that. Quite impressed.
I mean, you don't talk to me like that. I'm going to take a soldering iron.
No, he says, yeah.
And punch it into your face.
You're talking to me with the wrong tone.
You're talking to me with the wrong tone.
Let me ask you something. Does your mother sew? Pow! Get her to sew that.
One of my favorite performances the era did was in, was it fucking...
Joe Dirt.
No, not Joe Dirt. Was it, It also has a sexual meaning when a male places his scrotum in between females' breasts. Wow.
That's cowbell?
Yeah. That's cowbell.
How big a goddamn.
Learn Why would you do day? That?
Hi, Kaylee. Why does it say hi, Kaylee? At the beginning. Name. Cowbell.
Yeah, just match them up. I didn't know how much more.
I think we should talk more about
fucking your mom?
Yep.
God, Jesus Christ. No, his best performance, I think it was in fucking
Batman.
Pulp Fiction. When he goes and tells the kid about his dad's Vietnam watch.
I carried this watch.
This watch.
In my ass. In an uncomfortable place in
I was
my
in a
ass.
POW camp for 9 months and had this ass, or this watch in my ass the whole time. I feel like that's pretty close. Pretty close, but we got more cowbell by the Buffalo Bayou Brewing Company, handcrafted in Houston, Texas. It's a double IPA, 9% alcohol by volume. It
Probably
says more cowbell.
Gonna...
Do not ask for whom the cowbell tolls. The cowbell tolls for thee. And if you turn this can all the way upside down, it says, "Come and crush it."
Is that a Metallica reference?
Yes. For who the cowbell tolls.
For whom the bell tolls?
For whom the bell tolls, yes.
Yeah. I feel like For Whom the Bell Tolls has been around before Metallica. I feel like that was a saying in a poem.
I think they were trying to trick you.
By somebody. Yeah. Then once you turn it all the way up.
Yeah, I'm sure it was a saying before their song.
No, it says...
Bonnie!
Fuck
the
off.
Fuck!
Okay, I'll pitch you. But you can't jump up here.
I quit being mean to my dog.
Nah.
It's Ernest Hemingway.
Told you.
For Whom the Bell Tolls.
Wicked Smart. I don't like how this smells.
It's an IPA. I like the way it smells.
It's a and double taste. IPA.
Oh, wait, I lied.
It tastes
amazing.
I'm trying to think of more fucking Christopher Walken lines. I need to perfect that.
Oh, wait a minute.
I'm going to start a band as a ZZ Top cover band.
Okay.
Yes.
Yes.
I just need There's to a guy on TikTok guitar. That does Christopher Walken impressions. He's pretty good.
We lost your mic, I think.
Hello?
Oh, no. He just faded off to the side like this.
Is he still alive? Like
Christopher Walken?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's walking around somewhere.
Yeah.
Balance.
Boom, 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 boom.
I don't know about this double lipo.
That's good.
No?
Mm. You remember the Mexican concierge that we had when we went to Mexico?
No, I wasn't there.
His name was Joaquin. Joaquin.
His name was Joaquin.
And his wife's name was Limping.
That is true. We didn't make that joke.
That was Steven.
That wasn't really her name. Joke.
No. But it just made sense.
Been a lot cooler if it was.
Right.
There it goes. Back.
Okay.
Okay. That's enough, Bonnie. Go lay down.
You know what? As IPAs go, I don't hate it.
Man, I don't know. There's something about this one that's a little hunk. That's a little funky.
I've had one IPA that I did not like. I love them. Love them. It's probably because they taste like weed.
Yeah.
You know what it was?
That's not why I love them.
I think I was getting that whiskey out of me. The first couple of drinks I didn't care for, but now it's growing on me a little bit. I'm usually all about them.
You want the weed? Mm. Smell the weed.
Taste
the weed.
Taste the weed. Is that Joe Rogan?
Smell and taste.
That is Joe Rogan.
Smell it.
I feel like Joe Rogan's probably gay.
I don't know. I doubt it.
You should smell the hops that goes into it. It smells like weed.
It smells exactly like fucking weed.
The flavor is so...
Grapefruity? Mm.
Yes.
Yes.
I feel like I'm petting part of Bonnie and part of your leg.
It's all right. I'm all okay. I'm okay with it.
Yeah, I don't know which one's hairier.
What did you just say?
Hmm? What'd you just call me?
You said something.
Mm-hmm. About what?
I don't know. That's why I asked you.
And this program is brought to you by alcohol.
Wet brain.
Fucking wet brain, yeah. Yeah, it's growing on me a little bit. I can drink that for sure. But I figured there was something different coming when I bought it because of the coloring and all on the can.
How the fuck are you going to bring an IPA and a cocoa-ish beer back here at the same time? Could have tried to mix
it. Because it was the first two I pulled out that wasn't a fucking A&W root beer. Yeah, that worked.
Uh-huh. I found it in the back of the fridge, and I was like, where the fuck did this come from? So I was stuck in the six-pack.
Like a A&W root beer.
An actual A&W root beer.
What other kind of
A&W? I went in there, because I know we've had at least a couple out of that six-pack.
I just didn't know if it was talking about like a fucking alcoholic root beer.
No, we've had at least, I thought we'd had two out of that six-pack at some point on the after show or whatever.
Someone
apparently not. Because I went and pulled, the first one out was at A&W, I put it over there. There's fucking five more beers in there that were all alcoholic beverages.
Well, the fifth one was that Coco and Yeho that I stuck in there.
Okay,
the other four ones that you bought that we hadn't had yet.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah. So the first one I pulled out was the fucking root beer, and I'm like, okay. So I grabbed the Tall, which is this one that we're drinking right now, and then the next beer I grabbed was the other one, and I didn't.
Okay, we ain't got nothing to talk about. Just go get the rest of them.
I mean, I still got a pickle fucker off in there if you want
to
drink it.
I've got four spicy pickle beers at my house that I've yet to drink.
Did y'all see the new Bloody Mary pickle beer?
I would try that.
I would absolutely fucking try that.
It's Best Made, I think, or whatever.
You want to see one of that piece of shit Damon sent me today?
Of course.
He was like, have you had this? And I was like, no, I haven't. And he goes, it's not bad. I'm like, I should have that because it looks delicious.
What is this? Hail Lucifer?
Hail Lucifer. No, Hail Jucifer.
Jucifer.
It's an IPA. Juicy, tangy, sinister.
Where'd you get that at?
At the Harley's on the Loop.
I don't even go to the beer side of that anymore. Probably should do that every once in a while.
They probably don't have the best selection. As far as craft beers,
they used to have one of the best selections in town. But then I think Heritage started carrying some.
Heritage and
some Scotties, of the gas stations Scotties. Have started stepping up their game.
I almost called them Stevie's.
They actually have pickles that are Bloody Mary pickles.
What? Me and Aaron Bailey was at Bubba's here a few weeks back, and they were like, "Hey, do you want a margarita or not a margarita, but a Bloody Mary?" And we're like, "Yeah, of course we want." And then she goes, "Do you want the pickle vodka?"
I don't ever.
We got a new pickle vodka. That goes in it.
I don't ever get invited out to go eat.
You're working.
That was some Friday. It was Friday. Not months ago. It was weeks ago. What?
Like recently. Didn't y'all just do it once
recently? Oh, yeah, recently.
But that was like a month ago.
We used to do it like every Friday.
Yeah,
all the time.
We should probably start doing that more often.
I have.
Aaron would have to turn off the PlayStation.
I have a kid with me on Fridays. No.
Oh,
And he has a PlayStation with him on every other day.
Correct.
There?
No. Oh, that's the
and he won't even do that with me.
Yeah.
I've tried to play Warzone with him like 17 fucking times. He's
Dude,
I'm busy.
Don't start with me. Months ago when I started this, I tried to get you on and you wouldn't do nothing about it. Now you on board. Now you're like, oh, play with me. I'm like, motherfucker, I done got my clan now.
Talking about now.
You suck, bro.
No,
I ain't playing with you.
It looked a lot like that right there.
I don't care what your talent is. I'll carry you.
We're talking about right now. We're talking about the last 6 times I asked. You were like, I'm busy. Or, I'm playing with somebody else.
We've already got a 5.
All right, tomorrow we're playing.
What time?
Name it.
Well, I'm going to drink until the wee hours of the morning today, probably. And then I also have to go hang some blinds at some point. 8 a.m.? Who the fuck is playing Warzone at 8 o'clock in the morning? I don't go to work at 8 o'clock in the morning.
No shit.
I played at 8 o'clock in the morning.
Oh.
Time do you go to work?
It's usually around 8.
If I wake up and I got shit to do, I play. Right.
I was up this morning. Playing all day. Half the day by myself. Super fun that way.
Do you have the whole game?
Actually, I figured it out. Huh?
Do you have the whole game?
I got the whole ass game.
Yeah, then play multiplayer.
I'm a real man.
Upgrade your weapons really quick.
Yeah, like 12 fucking steps.
At least 4 round.
Dude, I went up 12 ranks on my fucking weapon within about 30 minutes in all the different rounds I played.
Once you start getting higher in levels, they don't go that quick.
No, I went from like level 28 to 39. Just playing the fucking multiplayer. Then. No, I'm not. I just played a fuck ton of rounds.
That's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about per round.
Oh, per round? No, I didn't
I've leveled up a weapon 4 levels in 1 round before.
No, I'm not that good. As a matter of fact, I started playing with that fucking piece of shit Damon.
Fucking nerds.
Later on, I was like, hey, man, do you ever play that fucking, like, where you run around and shoot everybody and you die like 17,000 times? And he's like, yeah, I do that all the time to upgrade my weapons. I said, yeah, I was doing that a minute ago. I said, what's your fucking most kills you've had in a round? He's like, 41. I think like 41. I was like, holy shit, I was finna brag about my 11, so never mind.
I got 24 or 26 the other day with nothing but knives.
How did he get 41 if they shut it off at 30?
What? They don't shut it off at 30?
The ones that I'm playing did.
No, man. I've gotten 40 multiple times.
The only one that's available to me where you do the thing that you're talking about. Where
but
you
I
just
ran
like
around
over
with,
and over and over?
I ran around with a knife in my hand and got 24 kills in one round.
You're the guy that I hate. I hate those guys.
He's the one that comes
neck,
up and teabags
neck,
you.
Neck, neck,
I do,
neck.
I do do that also.
I'm going to play Warzone.
You can do that?
When I down somebody and then they don't die all the way, because if you down somebody, it gives them their teammate time to come over and revive them. But if you down somebody and see them no teammates around, I walk over there and I start teabagging them real quick. And then I finish them off.
There was a guy that did that to me earlier. He came over there and teabagged me. And then he stood there and did like 3 or 4 gestures where he gave me like a thumbs up.
Yeah.
And then like spray painted something on the wall next to me.
Yeah.
And then he called in a crow to murder me.
Yeah, I used to do that. But what me and Brian Jones do is if we're playing as a team and one of us gets downed and then the other one of us downs that person.
Yeah.
We go revive the other person, and then we both go over there to him and squat down in front of him and just look at him for like a long ass time.
That's awesome.
Because you know they're on the other end of that looking at him and go, what are these fuckers doing?
Dickheads.
So here's what I need to know about you, or you need to inform me about something. Okay, so here's the thing. I bought the whole ass game, right? I have 2 PlayStations at my house.
Yeah.
My PlayStation, or mine and Terry's PlayStation, and our son has a PlayStation.
Mm-hmm.
If I go log into my account on his PlayStation, can I download the full game to that PlayStation because I've already bought it?
That sounds like a question for Google.
I would almost bet yes, because what happens if your PlayStation craps out and you go buy a new
one? My point exactly. With that being the case, I should be able to log into Jenny's.
No.
It's a whole different ass PlayStation, just like my kids would
be. You can log into it and download the whole game, but when she goes in, logs back into her name and tries to play the game, it's going to show that she has not purchased that game and won't let it play.
That's true.
I've done it at Damon's house.
Terry does it on our PlayStation in the living room all the time. I buy a game, get the whole fucking thing, she can play it later.
Mm-mm.
Damon, she can play on our fucking PlayStation. She can play the full campaign, the whole thing of Warzone, log it into her account.
Well, no.
Yep.
I don't know. No. Damon has bought a game before, and I'm like, fuck it, I'm going to come over and log into my name and play your game. And
no, fuck Nick. Fuck Nick. Fuck Stick. He would need to come to your house, log into your PlayStation with his account, and download it from his account to your PlayStation. Not the other way around.
This is riveting.
I don't know, because I feel like I have games that are, like, online, like, I don't know. My accounts.
I feel like they have a failsafe for that.
On PlayStation Plus or anything like that, can't use it.
Here's what I know for sure. I went on my account to the PlayStation Store.
They're not losing money.
Bought the whole fucking game.
They're not Netflix.
Did the download and install. Terry can log into her account on the exact same PlayStation and play the campaign. She's further into the campaign than I am. I played it for 7 minutes. She's played like 60% of it.
No, 2%. It feels like 60%, but it's only been 2%.
That's the shortest game ever.
You can download any game you've bought on the PS Store as long as you sign into PlayStation Network. Sony has reiterated that you can share disc games with your friends and play used disc games on your PS4 system, just like you can on PlayStation.
So it says disc. It doesn't say about digital.
Go down to that one.
Nope. Do I transfer down. Digit?
There's somebody listening to this podcast right now that knows the absolute answer and is just fucking screaming at their radio.
Yep.
No, you fucking idiot! You can't fucking do it!
Shut the fuck up, nerd!
If I bought a game from the PlayStation Store, could I play it on a second PS4 console if I sign it with my account?
Yes,
you can. That's not the question we want to answer.
You can do that.
So
the question we want to answer is if I was to come to your house, log into my account on your PlayStation, download said game so that I could play it at your house if I was visiting.
I think,
Curtis, you know how much money they would lose if they did that?
I think I have the answer. I think if you were to do that and then I set your account as my primary PlayStation account, then I think that matters. Is he the primary on y'all's PlayStation? Do you know?
Yes.
Yes. I think that would matter.
But Terry is also set our PlayStation as her primary because when I logged her into Abel's PlayStation in his room so that we could all play Warzone together, It asks you, do you want to set this as your primary? She said no, and that's why you can't play it on Abel's. So that's the answer.
Yeah.
If my account was primary on your PlayStation, then yes, you could probably share it. That's the answer.
That's the same way you can do the share play. You know,
right.
You
have that's why you can play the campaign.
Well, I don't understand why we can't create a party.
That's Kelly's contribution to the conversation.
Why we can't... Oh, yeah. Sorry, Johnny. Buttholes. Why we can't do a share party.
Buttholes.
Oh, no.
Oh.
Terry's over it.
What are you guys talking about?
No, Kelly's the one that's over it, so...
Well, that's because he doesn't play PlayStation.
Like, there's five people in this room. Four of those five people... fucking sit around and thumb joysticks with friends, and I don't.
I get 3 days a week to do that.
I don't get no days.
Because you don't have a PlayStation.
And I don't want a PlayStation.
If you had a PlayStation, you would probably play the game.
Don't want one.
Don't want one?
No.
Like wholesale?
He just wants to arm wrestle.
I haven't owned.
What's the last console you owned?
Xbox.
Like the original Xbox?
Yeah. Like...
Did you have a Nintendo GameCube before that?
No, I never had a GameCube.
Never owned a Nintendo at all?
I've had a Nintendo.
Like the old school NES?
Last time I owned a gaming console was 2007.
Wow. That's a long time ago.
Yep.
Like 13 years.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
There are 13-year-olds right now that are way better at the game than we are.
Yes.
That wasn't even born the last time you owned a console.
Yep.
You old fuck.
Mm-hmm. I am 40.
I'm like literally right behind you. Watch your mouth.
You're all kind of old.
Watch your mouth.
Well, you don't look as old as he does. You've weathered the storm way better than him.
I don't know about that. I look pretty fucking good.
I didn't say you look bad. I'm just saying you don't look as good as she does. That's all.
Well, that's what you should say.
And of course, because it's the fucking truth, Kelly.
PlayStation 5 comes out in November, 3 months before my 40th birthday, and I'm going to get one.
I'm definitely getting one. I have to see rolled out.
You know what? If somebody invited me over to their house...
We do that every fucking week.
Not to play fucking video games, you dickhead.
Well, I can tell you this. When Warzone first came out, when I first started playing Warzone, I tried to talk that piece of shit Damon into downloading it. He did. He played it like two rounds. I was like, fuck this game. I hate this game. He deleted it. And for months and months, I was like, dude, fucking redownload it. He's like, no, fuck the game. Finally, he came over to my house one day, watched me play. I was like, that kind of looks fun. I said, you want to try? He tried. On his first one, he killed like two or three people. He's like, that's pretty cool. I said, go home and download it again. We'll play a couple of games. Just
he
me
came
and
to
you.
Your house, is that what you just said?
Mm-hmm.
How the fuck did you manage that? Did you offer him a whole ass truckload of beer?
It was Thursday. We both got to work at the same time. I said, why don't you come over and have some beers? I said, I got the kids. I can't come over today. I said, why don't you come over here? And he was like, all right, fine. So he did.
Did you write it down on a calendar or something? Nah, did you take a picture of it? Nah. Did you document this at all?
Yeah, nah. It didn't happen.
But anyways, that he came over, he killed a few. He was like, that's actually pretty cool. And I was like, okay, go home and re-download it. Me and you will just play a couple of rounds until you get comfortable doing it, and then we'll enter in with some other people and play the game. That motherfucker won't get off now. That's all he fucking does. He called me the other day and was like,
I'm sorry, Carol.
He called me the other day. Yeah. He called me the other day and goes,
Carol. No, I mean, because he won't get off.
Yeah, exactly.
That's Carol's fault.
Yeah. He called me the other day and goes, are you ever just at work and just get pissed off because you just want to go home and play the game? I was like, I did it first, but not anymore. I'm kind of over that now. And he goes, I just play it all the time. He goes, I do dishes about once a week now because I play the game. I don't do any of my chores. I'm like, dude.
Well, actually, it does, because Damon was always pretty good about being like the house cleaning person.
But he's straight addicted now.
Mm-hmm.
Me and Jenny literally played for 7 hours last night.
Yeah, I was breaking his balls.
7 hours straight.
I asked him, I was like, how late did y'all go last night? He's like, 2:30. And I'm like, what? He said, 2:30. And I was like, Jesus fucking Christ. And y'all started at 7 o'clock? He goes, yeah. I said, was everybody shit-faced when y'all walked off? He said, like, I had like 27 beers.
He did have a lot.
He said he had 19, but he had like 6 and then took a break and had a snack.
Yeah, but last weekend we did the same thing. Was that last weekend? Anyways, I think it was last weekend.
Probably last Tuesday.
No, it was a weekend because we were all drinking, and he was like, yeah, he was. I want to say he had 26 beers that day.
I asked him, I said, I bet you were real accurate towards the end of the night. He goes, I was in straight, I don't give a fuck mode.
No, that was the first time we played all night, and we kept saying, Damon.
Oh,
Damon, that motherfucker was falling asleep.
Wow.
And we'd be like, Damon. You there? And we start talking to him, we'd say something, we'd be like, Damon. And he'd finally answer. He'd be like, motherfucker, you fall asleep? He's like, no, I'm just sitting over here shooting people. Motherfucker, you didn't answer us for like 5 minutes.
And also, your avatar was staring at a wall the whole time.
Which happened to Jenny. 5 minutes.
Pissed me off wholesale. Me and Jenny and Mark were going to play together. Jenny jumps on. She's like, hey, here I am. Let's go. Boom. Jump into the fucking thing, right?
Mark who?
Zara. One of our fucking patrons.
I've already done that.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
No, I'm just saying that he's a patron from way back.
Yeah, Mark's been a patron for a hot minute.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of which, and that's the other point I was going to make to you, I've played more Warzone with a guy that lives a whole fucking ocean away than I play with a guy that lives half a city away. Whatever. Anyways, we were playing the other day.
Not even that, dude. He's like a block around the fucking corner.
Not for me. He's way the fuck over there by the
mall.
Who
are you talking about?
This guy right here.
I thought you were talking about Damon.
No. Anyways, it's Mark was like, me and Mark was playing, and Jenny pops up. She's like, hey, I'm ready to play. And so she jumps in. And then immediately... Well, maybe not immediately, but within a minute, she wasn't talking to us anymore. She's like, hang on. And psh, her mic went away. We float into the fucking game. Jenny obviously has auto fucking parachute. She lands. I land close to her. I get killed. Right away.
Yahweh.
I get killed right away. 2 feet from Jenny.
Don't you fucking suck that.
Hard stop.
It was that. I wasn't letting it spill all over me.
It's the first time I've ever said that.
Don't you suck that. Don't you
fucking suck that.
Don't you fucking suck that. Suck this.
Anyways, Jenny apparently had to leave for a minute. She had a crisis to be averted with. And I'm sitting here, and I float back into the whole ass game. Come back to the same area. She's staring at the base of like a crane, just looking at it. And there's 35 motherfuckers in the area, and I'm doing everything I can to stay alive, and her person is just unable to be seen, apparently. And I'm like, this is fucking bullshit. She's not even here and not getting killed.
I'm invisible.
It enraged me greatly.
Okay, well, that leads me to my thing that I say every time. I'm like, how the fuck are there three of us? Sometimes four. It sucks that it's changed.
I agree.
Anyways, but... We rush into a building, and there's one motherfucker there. I'm the only motherfucker that gets shot every time.
Yep.
I'm
like,
how do they pick me over all of us?
You're the first man in the door?
Every time. No.
I don't guess I'm trying to read that.
We all die. Aaron just doesn't pay any attention to it. I could be laying bleeding out next to Aaron Bailey's fucking feet, and he will not pick me up.
That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying when we all bust in one time.
I'm just saying we all die.
Jenny. We all die, yes. But when we bust in at the same time, and there's one guy that we have to fight, that one guy picks me, shoots me, and then y'all kill that guy, and then revive me. I'm like, but why pick me? Fucking shoot them.
Why me?
Fucking shoot them.
Oh.
A hot fusion. That one.
So we got another beer.
Did you almost throw up?
Nope. I almost orgasmed. We got a new beer to pick that apparently Terry chose months and months and months ago, and we forgot all about it.
No, we've done this already.
Shh.
I mean, no, we haven't.
So we're going to do it right now. What's it called?
I don't know.
Coco Añejo?
Coco Añejo.
Thank you.
Is that
coconut?
Coconut year?
Yep.
Añejo?
Añejo?
It means some aged.
No. Yes.
It's aged like in some sort of coconut.
Añejo. Añejo is year. Yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm. Anus.
Mm. Yep. That's this is coconut butthole.
Coconut butthole.
Oh, it smells
coconut
so good.
Milk stout. This is from Hop Fusion Ale Works. It says, we start with our Imperial Stout, and there's so many angles on this can after I crushed it. First slipper, silky smooth, with notes of roasted hazelnut, dark chocolate, and toffee, and then aged on roasted coconut.
Bonnie,
hush, I'm trying to talk.
Racket ass.
Mind-blowing coconut infusion. That's about it.
Okay.
Terry's not going to like it because it's way too coconut. Do you like German chocolate cake?
Ish.
Can I smoke a cigarette here?
Please?
She said, we don't have any ashtrays.
Wow, they jumped.
Okay. I haven't.
We got 17 cans
in here. Almost there, guys. We're almost there.
Oh, you're right.
Calm your sphincter.
Yeah, but then I got to go home.
Calm your sphincter.
You can smoke one cigarette before you go home.
That shit right there. I know. That whole ass beer is fucking delicious. If you like German chocolate cake,
Damon, that piece of shit, Damon loves shit. German chocolate cake.
That's my favorite.
He's gotten way too much airtime in this episode.
I don't like that.
You don't like that at all?
She doesn't like anything that's not Twisted Sea or Crown.
Correct. Or like a fruity
I did have a little bit of Crown Vanilla the other night, and I was not upset about it.
It is very chocolatey, though.
Very. You want to try it? It's more, the coconut is going to fuck you up.
Try it.
But I want you to try it just so you can try make it, a face.
You done said I probably wouldn't like it.
I don't think you will. The chocolate is way more present than the coconut.
You probably
but
won't like it.
It's like me.
It's very dark chocolate.
You probably will like it.
If somebody told me there was bananas in a beer, that's all I'm going to taste is the bananas.
Whether it was coconut.
Terry's not a big fan of coconut.
I love coconut. I don't taste a lot of coconut in it.
You didn't like it.
It tastes more like coffee to me.
Well, yes. It does have like a coffee. Yes. That's a good-ass beer.
But there's a lot of coconut in there.
I could not drink a six-pack of them without throwing up, but it's a good one-off.
I can drink one.
Yeah. I don't taste any coconut. I taste coffee beer.
Yeah, coffee, like dark chocolate coffee.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's like the cacao, the 60% cacao quite, that you eat it and you go, this is not Hershey's, and spit it on the ground.
Not quite bittersweet, but basically.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Me and Terry did that one time. We're like, oh, we like chocolate. And this thing right here says it's 90% chocolate.
90% cacao.
Yeah. We took a bite of it and both of us about fucking yacked.
Nobody likes pure chocolate.
It's not good.
No,
milk chocolate is where it's at.
We all like milk chocolate.
Milk chocolate. Who likes dark chocolate or white chocolate? That shit
I love dark chocolate.
I like dark chocolate, but not 90% cacao.
White chocolate isn't even real chocolate.
It's not.
Dark chocolate isn't either.
I need to retry some
almond bark.
90% cacao. KKCal.
Has anybody had any of that fucking coffee that's made from them weird ass beans that like koala bears eat and then shit out and they collect
it
from the koala bear shit?
They're monkeys.
There's some coffee that's made
it's
from
not, it's not Australia.
Excrement extracted beans.
It's not koala bears because it's not in Australia. It's like South America. There's no koala bears in South America.
I bet there is.
No, there's not.
In zoos.
In
gotcha.
I doubt it because there ain't no fucking zoos in South America.
It's the world's most expensive coffee.
Yeah, that's it.
Kopi Luwak. Yeah, they eat the beans and shit it out.
By the.
What about the cheese that maggots eat and shits out?
I mean, if it's good, I'd probably eat it.
Yeah, beet shit.
I really don't care about shit like that because it's went through another process before it gets to you. In other words, they're not just taking these beans straight out of fucking koala bear shit and giving it to you.
But the cheese is.
Let me hear it.
The cheese is a huge wheel of cheese with maggots crawling in it. And you scoop up the mushy parts that they shit and eat it.
Okay.
That'd be weird.
Hang on.
What's this word?
Look it up.
Cavette?
Civets.
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 Look up maggot cheese.
Civets feces, it said.
I don't know what it's called.
That's shitty coffee is what that is.
Yeah.
Maggot cheese.
We need to reach out to Black Rifle.
It's a delicacy.
This rare cheese is infested with live maggots.
Yep.
Not a fan.
Kasumarzu. That's what it is.
Here's what's funny. You don't want to eat that because the organism that's creating the flavor is big enough to see. But I'll eat blue cheese, and the veins that run through blue cheese is just microorganisms that's doing the exact same thing.
Blue cheese is gross.
Blue cheese is rotted ranch.
Blue cheese is grown up ranch.
Sour ranch.
It's adult version of ranch.
Yuck.
No.
But I'm definitely not eating maggot cheese ever.
You eat ranch on wings?
Yeah.
Fucking goddamn Gentiles.
Yes.
Fucking blue cheese is gross.
Yes, I am a Gentile.
Huh? You eat blue cheese?
Blue cheese is amazing.
Oh, I didn't think so.
I'm not gay. Best. I do like certain ranch dressing. The one that Terry made here recently was fucking on point.
Well, Hidden Valley is the best ranch.
It's got to be buttermilk ranch, though. Mm. Or it can go fuck its mother. Mm. The shit you said over there made love to at our house the other night, that was buttermilk ranch.
I was drunk.
I will say I do love buttermilk ranch, but I'm also a big fan of Hidden Valley. That's what we buy.
Well, Hidden Valley is probably the best.
Bottled ranch, yeah.
But they also have the buttermilk version, which is even better.
I don't like the just ranch. It has to be the buttermilk.
Buttermilk ranch. It's gross. That's where it's at.
The only ranch like that is worthy of dipping a wing in is from Wingstop.
I bet it's buttermilk.
Well, whatever it is, it's the only thing that you should put a hot wing in.
Buffalo. Typically, I like most hot wings just as they are. But if I'm going to dip it, it's going in blue cheese. It's flats and blue cheese or fuck your mother.
I need to know why this is the most dangerous cheese in the world.
Boneless
wings. Because it will fuck your mother.
Boneless wings are trash.
They're trash, yeah.
They're yummy.
They're fucking trash. We shouldn't even call them wings anymore.
I'm going to try it.
Oh, well, give me that chicken nugget then.
That's what it is.
It's a chicken tender.
We did a whole ass podcast about that.
Oh, did you? I don't listen.
It's not a boneless chicken wing.
It's cool. Just keep throwing your money away to us.
It's a portion of a chicken titty, and our children need to fucking know better.
Right. It is compressed chicken flesh.
It's a breast. It's not even a wing.
I love chicken breast.
I like some chicken titties.
I love chicken flesh.
I love breast.
Same.
The skin's the best part.
It is.
If they're done right.
I prefer what I've been buying recently whilst I cook outdoors with wood and smoke.
Like a fucking caveman.
Yeah. The leg thigh combo with the skin on it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So I ain't mad at that. That's a little white, little dark.
Yeah. Good mix of both, and you just pump it in. Yeah.
Let me tell you how to do them real good.
No.
I feel
sure. I don't have a good grill.
You got two options to get wings done.
No,
right.
I mean you smoke them like you normally do, but then when you're done, or almost done smoking them, pile them in a pyramid. Okay? And then you're going to sprinkle some shredded cheese on there and some bacon bits. And just let that just melt all down the pyramid. Oh, God, so good. So good.
Shredded cheese and bacon bits. Sweet.
All of it, apparently.
Apparently.
This motherfucker trying to get fired.
I got to go buy a new grill. I didn't mean that.
People at work might listen to this, and I do not smoke weed.
I'm just kidding, obviously.
Don't drug test me, because I don't smoke weed.
You know what we should do?
Please
fuck.
Don't drug test me. Please.
Why? You don't have a job?
That was me. She was quoting me.
Yes.
That was mean.
She sounded just like me.
Did she though?
I mean, not as good as Kelly's Christopher Walken, but hey.
Yeah, that's true. She literally said all those words in her voice.
Spilled alcohol into my eye.
Oh God.
It goes in your mouth.
It's supposed
Thank
to, yeah.
you, Aaron. I fucking wish you'd have said that like 6 years ago.
Two orifices down.
I probably said that 6 years ago.
I mean,
holy shit! I thought you were gonna drink that goddamn Michelob Ultra right now.
58 fucking minutes. I'm done. Bye.
The beer.
You're not done. We got 2 minutes to go.
The beer is supposed to go in your mouth.
We got four other beers to drink.
Good.
We got three other beers to drink.
Your tone is all
wrap
wrong.
Wrap this shit up while I go get them.
Your tone is all wrong.
Your tone is all wrong.
You're talking to me all wrong.
Okay, thanks for tuning in.
Wrong,
we'll holla at you next time.
You do it again, I'll stab you in the face with a soldering iron.
Okay, bye.
Soldering
iron.
Got a question for you. Does your mother soldier? Tell me something.
TheBeardedIdiots.com.
Hey, do all our financial
That's
stuff.
That's our website.
Right now.
Patreon.com/BeardedIdiots.
For as little as a dollar, you can support us. Thanks. TheBeardStruggle.com. Do it, Judy. Do the beard struggle. Go.
Beardstruggle.com. It smells good. You put it on your beard.
And what do they need? Do they need to type in for their code?
Bearded Idiots.
For what? What do they get?
A 15% discount.
Off of what?
The fucking beer gel shit.
All their orders.
Off your beer jizz.
Here's a fun fact about their products. Let me tell you a fun fact about their products. Not only does it work as really good beard oil, but if you're like us and shave your heads, it works as an excellent post-shave. I don't want to call it aftershave because it's really not that. You just oil your head.
I smell good oil.
I put it all over my beard.
Does it make it soft?
And then I rub it all over my head.
You put it in your hair. Do you put it in your hair?
No, but I use oil in my hair, so it makes sense.
Yeah.
I'm going to put it on my ball beard.
It's in my beard right the fuck now.
I'm going to put it on my asshole beard.
Put it on your nutsack, Tuft.
Yeah. Oh. Butt beard.
Very affordable.
There we are. For made it all around the assholes, everybody.
For the amount I would need in my hair, it's a little high. I can get that $1.97
Jenny, we got one more. Right. Hey, what are you talking about? You can get 50% off.
I feel your pain, Terry.
I already did the beard. Beard.
Nope.
Oh, Discord.
Yep.
Yeah, check us out on Discord, not us, them.
I mean, you're
the
there, too.
Idiots.
The link is on thebeardedidiots.com.
Discord. I don't know. I don't know this one.
Nailed it.
They know. They've been fucking listening.
What's wrong, Jay?
But Kelly, what if, fucking fight me.
What if they ain't listened in a while?
Punch her in the face.
You? That wasn't last very long.
Bet you won't.
She'd be so surprised if anybody ever punched her in the face. I don't think she'd punch her in the face enough.
Later. She'd be surprised later. If Kelly punched her in the face, she'd be surprised sometime tomorrow. She would wake up and be like, what the fuck? Yeah.
Oh, well, no.
Jenny's too cute to punch in the face, right?
Sure.
She's like, I'll go with that.
Yeah. I'll take that.
Is that enough?
I'll take that 50%.
I feel like
that's
something she would have said. Not.
Are we over it now?
Yeah, bye.
Sure.
Okay, bye.
I just called.
Good night.
Thanks for doing my job.
You're welcome.
Buttholes. And fisting.
Fisting butthole. Somebody forgot.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Abbott Show.